It is okay. If something is acceptable, there is nothing wrong if we accept it, we act upon it. In Ghazwat Badr, the Battle of Badr, for example, the Prophet ﷺ positioned the army, halfway between the walls of Badr and the army of the Kuffar of Mecca. So Al-Habbab ibn al-Mundir came to the Prophet ﷺ. He spoke in a very respectful manner. He said, Ya Rasulullah, amanzilun anzalakahu Allah am yal-harbu wal-makru wal-khadi'ah. He said, O Prophet of God, is this a place that Allah told you to stay in, that you cannot move forward or go back? Or it is all about war, planning and so on and so forth. So the Prophet ﷺ, I have not received revelations regarding the place where I should position my army, but this is, this is war, planning is acceptable and so on and so forth. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, فَإِنَّ هَذَا لَيْسَ بِمَنْزِلٍ. O Prophet of Allah, this is not a good place. We should take the wills, take over them. We drink, they don't drink. And this is the point of strength for our army, and this will be a weak point for them. Eventually, this turned out to be a very successful tactic, and Muslims won, although they were outnumbered like three times. They were three times less than the number of the kuffar. They won, and the Prophet accepted his opinion. Some other leaders might be offended by this. Who are you? I'm the Prophet of God. How come you tell me, this is not a good place, go there, go here? No. The Prophet ﷺ was open-minded and open-hearted. He accepted from the people. Plus also the manner the Sahabi, the companion, spoke to the Prophet ﷺ. He asked them, is this something from Allah or from you? Because if it was from Allah, there was no point in talking and arguing. The famous hadith, when the Prophet ﷺ told the Sahaba, لا يصلينا أحدكم العصر إلا في بني قريظة, none of you should pray Asr till we reach the place where the Banu Qurayza live. Some of them waited and they didn't pray Asr till they reached the place of Banu Qurayza, and some of them thought that what the Prophet said was only a metaphor, which means we have to go as fast as we can. We should be there as soon as possible. They prayed on the way. When the news of what happened came to the Prophet ﷺ, he didn't say that this is wrong or this is right. Both of them were acceptable to him, and he didn't criticize any of them. And according to the hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, through Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he said, فَلَمْ يَعِظْ وَاحِدًا مِنْهُمَا أَوْ مِنَ الطَّائِفَتَيْنِ الْأَخْرِ. None of the two groups criticized the other. So it was acceptable. The Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with him, disagreed on where the Prophet ﷺ would be buried after his death. And eventually they buried him in the room or the house of Aisha radiallahu anha. They also disagreed on who should follow the Prophet ﷺ as a Khalifa. Should be Abu Bakr, should it be someone from the Ansar, the helpers, or someone from the immigrants? They had a discussion. So they had different opinions, and that was acceptable. We also see in the books of fiqh, differences in opinion between Shafi'i, Abu Hanifa, Imam Ahmad, Imam Malik. Some of them, for example, say regarding if you missed Salatul Dhuhr, for example, and it is now time for Asr, Imam Shafi'i says, even if you join the Jama'ah, pray Asr, you will have to pray in order. If you pray Asr, then after you pray Asr, you will have to pray Dhuhr, then pray Asr. Abu Hanifa says, if you pray Asr, Jama'ah with the people, then you can pray Dhuhr afterwards, and that's it. End of story. They have a lot of differences in their juristic opinion. But when was the last time you saw Abu Hanifa, for example, calling a Shafi'i ignorant? Or where was the last time you saw Imam Shafi'i calling Abu Hanifa foolish? You will never find it. They had great respect for one another. They say, that according to one narrative, that Abu Shafi'i, Imam Shafi'i, prayed Fajr in the masjid of Imam Abu Hanifa. So he didn't say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim in Fatiha, and he didn't make Qunut supplication in the last rak'ah out of respect for Imam Abu Hanifa. Because in the Shafi'i school, you can say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and you can make Qunut in Fajr prayer. But out of respect, he didn't do it. So they respected one another. There are some things that we should never do when we have difference in agreement with other people. Whether it's a friend, your wife, your husband, a member of the community. Number one, being biased to one fiqh opinion. Like for example, you accept all the opinions of Imam Malik. If Imam Abu Hanifa says something, you don't even wait to listen to what the Imam Abu Hanifa says. You just reject it outright without listening to the opinion or the proof of this opinion. So bias to one fiqh, you know, opinion. One of the major problems we have differences among us is because of ignorance. So let me be straightforward. Ignorance. Imam al-Ghazali said in one of his books, لَوْ سَكَتَ مَنْ لَا يَعْلَمْ لَسَقَطَ الْخِلَافِ. If those who are ignorant keep quiet, there will not be any difference or disagreement. If scholars talk, there will be no disagreement, even if they have a variant or a diverse opinion. Speaking of ignorance, I remember one time reading a story of one of the, you know, brothers. I think it took place in Medina, in Egypt, in Saudi Arabia or Egypt. There was a halaqa of hadith. One of the imams was teaching hadith to the people. And the topic was the weak hadith. In the middle of the lecture, an old brother, like in his 50s, 60s or 70s, came to the masjid. He saw them sitting in a circle, halaqa. So he joined them. Okay. The imam was talking about weak hadith from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the old man got so angry and he called the sheikh an idiot or something. He said, you are crazy. How come you say that the Prophet say a weak hadith? If the Prophet said it, it should be an authentic and a strong hadith. The Prophet doesn't say weak hadith. So subhanAllah, he doesn't know the... He doesn't have any idea about the ilm of hadith. If he just read one page about hadith, he wouldn't say something like this. You know, throwing, you know, falsehoods and allegations at one another with no proof or any evidence. You said this, but brother, I didn't say it. Wallah, I didn't say it. No, you said it. I don't care if you just said it. So we have to speak with proof. Don't accept evidence from a third party. If you have a problem with your brother, you just go talk to him straight. Don't talk to other people, and the other people go talk to him. Like you have somebody in between, like a FedEx man, you know, to convey what you say, and he will have to convey what the other party says. The best thing to do is to speak straightforward to your brother or to your husband or wife. If you put people in between, there will be miscommunication and misunderstanding. And you don't know about the people in between, if they have good intentions or bad intentions. And sometimes, you know, they will add things, you know, things will happen. Speak straightforward to the people. Some people are impatient. When they talk to other people, they just lose it. You know, their patience wears thin. And the only thing we can do is to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them patience. They say what they want to say, and they don't have the patience to listen to the other person. And they cannot tolerate what other people say.